And here we are on City Watch. In today's edition, I'm just going to go through our conceptual plan for the Bethel Church property memorial site that we've been working on through the Gateway History Club and others. We had the University of Iowa Sustainable Communities be part of the conceptual planning. Engineers from University of Iowa, Eli Samuel and Marista, helped us put this together. And basically, they looked at the rich history of Bethel AME Church, and we wanted to balance our memory of the church with a safe and public functionality of a site. The church was actually organized in 1868, and it was erected in 1884. A former slave, Melissa Glanton, who was a founding member of the church, sold $600 worth of books to fund construction of the original church back there in 1868. Since then, it's become a pillar of the African American community into like the 1980s. And right now, the building, unfortunately, is structurally deficient. In order to fix it up, we got an estimate of about $1 million to actually fix it up. So our objectives was to be a commemorative site that the community could use, a place maybe for gathering, for potential ceremonies, and implement a design that would showcase what the church once was. They got community involvement. They wanted to tell some storytelling about education and the history of our African-American culture in our community, and then design something that was usable. The final design is an open-air, low-maintenance, and community-use facility. We would be salvaging the stained glass windows and repurposing them on the sides of essentially patio. We'll have the steps that everybody sees now will be removed totally, and then put back in with a safe construction with an ADA accessible ramp up to essentially a landing lookout that would look out over the paved area. We're hopefully paved with bricks on the outline of what the church used to be. And then in the back, which would be on the alley side, would be an outline of some walls that would be able to be used as historical artifact postings. And the idea of the stained glass windows was use a brick masonry facade with the stained glass window in it with aluminum cap on the top and bottom, and then a finished grade pedestal. So when the sun would hit the stained glass, it would shine through. And it would enable on the bottom of the raised finished pedestal storytelling, so we could put in there stories about Underground Railroad in our community, about Ms. Glanton and her selling of books. We could do things about people that were at the church. I didn't know if you know, but we have a long history with Duke Slater. He was a member of the church, but his father was one of the original, in the 1960s, I believe, the pastor of the church. So that's kind of a nice thing, too. On the backdrop, where there would be some walls, that would be able to use. So if you wanted to get married there, it would have a backdrop for that. There would be a privacy from the alley. And then also there could be historical pictures and representation on those backdrops and on the side walls. One of the things that people have been always questioning about is, what's the cost? Well, the students put together a cost estimate of about $180,000, which isn't huge for a project of this component. We're talking about demolition, concrete work, all the brick that would be in the formulation of the outline of what the church used to be, all the fill, because we have to take out the basement, all the lighting and signage that we would have, and of course landscaping and the creation of the stairs with the ADA accessible ramp up to the landing. So it looks like we're on our way. We'll be going out for funding going forward, applying for grants, and then hopefully within the next year to 18 months, we'll have some work construction going on in creating a Bethel AME Memorial site. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you very much for listening again. This has been Greg with City Watch.